بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we were speaking about the 10th major sin in Islam, and I dispelled a bit of myths with regards to the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about punishment, the azab. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة. The male adulterer, the female adulteress, lash each one of them 100 times. What does it mean? What is the background of this verse? And I touched a bit upon it in the khutbah yesterday as well. We'll continue on with regards to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as I mentioned, you know, Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, the sheikh, the scholar whose book that we're using, he's very difficult in his approach, he's very harsh. He mentions the sins just to give information about those sins. That should nevertheless make us any despondent of the mercy of Allah. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. You know, do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. إنه لا ييأسوا من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Only those who disbelieve in Allah become despondent of Him. So if per se we've committed any of these sins, may it be missing salah, may it be, you know, the other sins that we've committed, we've studied, disobedience of parents. Right now, we're studying this chapter of zina. Whatever sins we possibly committed, we should seek tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But subhanallah, we need to understand these sins as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to understand these sins. For example, people will take the sin of zina to be more severe than the sin of missing salah. When it's otherwise. Missing salah is a greater sin than zina. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, subhanallah, he literally speaks to the mind, the intellect of people. He speaks to the intellect of people. He says, how many a times does a person not mind giving their daughter off to a man who misses salah, while they don't mind at all, or they mind greatly, giving their daughter to somebody who commits zina, when they need to understand that missing salah is a greater sin than zina? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand these realities. It's not, you know, based on our whims and desire, we give one sin a sense of taboo over another sin. We forget about the importance of salah, say, you know, in this regard, etc. We need to understand the sins in context. What is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is harsher in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is more punished in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what we need to understand. And for any sin at the end of the day, we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sin is so great for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to forgive. Like I mentioned last week, Allah's mercy is greater than any sin we can possibly commit. So we're going to go on with discussing the hadith. وَثَبَتَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقُ حِينَ يَسْرِقُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا يَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرَ حِينَ يَشْرَبُهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا يَنْتَهِبُ نُهْبَةً ذَاتُ شَرَفٍ يَرْفَعُ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارَهُمْ حِينَ يَنْتَهِبُهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explains to us that basically a believer, a genuine believer, it's impossible for them to commit major sins. He says, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. A person who commits adultery, they cannot commit adultery except in the state where they're not believers. They cannot be a believer while committing the sin of adultery. A person who steals, thieves, while they're thieving, while they're stealing, they cannot be believers. A person who's drinking wine, while they're drinking wine, while they're consuming alcohol, they cannot be believers. As the Prophet ﷺ further explains, إِذَا زَنَى الْعَبْدُ خَرَجَ مِنْهُ الْإِيمَانُ فَكَانَ كَالظُّلَّةِ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَقْلَعَ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ الْإِيمَانُ. What does this mean? What does the Prophet ﷺ mean when he says, a person committing this action or this action or this action cannot be a believer? So he expounds in another hadith. He says, a person who commits zina, while the person is committing zina, iman, faith comes out of them, and it behaves as a shadow. It behaves as a shadow over them. And this shadow persists so long as this person is committing zina. Once this person concludes with the action of zina, iman returns back to this individual. So God forbid, you know, if a person passes away in this state, Allahu a'lam, but the scholars have mentioned, it could be such that this individual dies without iman. And they will be raised in that state on the day of judgment as well. We hear of nations like Pompeii, while they were committing zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. So we should always, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. You know, I was talking to one of our young men here, and subhanallah, one of the things we were discussing is what our teacher used to tell us. If a person has that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, it becomes very difficult for them to commit sins. Our teacher used to say, make muraqabah. Muraqabah is a part of the deen. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has, you know, muraqabah is reflection, a pondering, you know, introspection. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings the chapter of Babul Muraqabah, the importance of contemplating upon the greatness of Allah. If you contemplate upon one verse with every step of your life, playing it in the back of your mind, without becoming hopeless, it will become very, very difficult for you to harm the rights of Allah and to harm other people. What is that verse? Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does human being not know that Allah is watching him? Play this verse. I'm telling myself first and foremost, because I probably slip the most. Play this verse in the back of your mind, in your heart all the time. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. With every step of the way, it will be, our teacher used to say, and this is fact, it will be very, very difficult for you to commit major sins. You'll always have that istihdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من زنى أو شرب الخمر نزع الله منه الإيمان كما يخلع الإنسان القميص من رأسه. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes the iman of a person to be like a shirt or the upper garment. Whoever commits zina, you know, whoever commits fornication, or they consume wine, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the iman of that person as in an individual takes their clothing off, may it be in the morning or at night. When you wear your pajamas, none of us, inshallah, sleep in these good clothing of ours, we wear pajamas, right? We wear night clothes. And this is something that it's off topic, but we should have night clothes and day clothes. Because you don't know what happens in your clothes, you know, at night while you're sleeping. Sometimes they may become, you know, najis without you knowing. So the Prophet ﷺ says, this is like the iman of the person. When they take off their beautiful clothing, that is what happens when a person consumes wine or commits zina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ شَيْخٌ زَانٍ وَمَلِكٌ كَذَّابٌ وَعَائِلٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ. Three people are such, of course, if they haven't repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this shart, this condition should always be there because of the many ahadith and many verses which talk about repentance. Three people who die without repenting from these three sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to them on the day of judgment. Allah will not look at them, and for them is a severe punishment. Who are they? Shaykhun Zanin. An old man who's committing zina. Our teacher used to joke that you're literally one foot in the grave and you're still committing zina. This person Allah won't look at and won't talk to on the day of judgment. You're about to die and you're still committing zina. You're still committing zina. Allah won't look at this person. Number two, over here, it doesn't mean shaykhun zanin, an imam who commits zina. No, shaykh over here means old person. Of course, this applies to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at an individual who commits severe sins without making tawbah. We ask Allah for protection. Malikun kadhab, a person who's a king, a person who's in the position of leadership, and they're lying. وَعَائِلٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ. a person who's a pauper, poor person, but rather he's, you know, while being poor, he's an arrogant person at the same time. You know, I've experienced this in one scenario where a less fortunate individual came into the masjid asking for goods in another community. And mashallah, the masjid provided used furniture for him. And, you know, with arrogance, he said, "I don't want this used furniture." Ya akhi, people are doing goodness to you. People are going out of their way to be generous for you. You don't need to show arrogance. So this is an individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at as well on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, we'll do one final hadith. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, I said, "Ya Rasulullah, ayyu al-dhanbi a'zamu 'inda Allah ta'ala? What is the biggest sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" قال أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. That you associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He's the one who created you. This is of course known. Shirk is the greatest sin. فقلت so I said, إن ذلك العظيم. This is so great, Ya Rasulullah. How can a person commit such a sin? ثم أي. After this, what sin is great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, أن تقتل ولدك خشية أن يطعم معك. You kill your son in hope of, you kill your son while fearing that this your son will eat with you. You know, not understanding that Allah is your provider once again. You think that your son, by him eating with you, living with you, staying with you, it will decrease your risk. That shouldn't be the case. قلت ثم أي. Thereafter, Ya Rasulullah, he says, أن تزني بحليلة جارك. يعني زوجة جارك. فأنزل الله عز وجل تصديق ذلك والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما إلى آخر الآية. Number three in line is that you commit adultery with your neighbor's wife. Your neighbor possibly entasked you to take care of his family. In the past, when in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when people would go onto long journeys, it was usually the neighbors, the male folk, who would take care of their fellow neighbors, the women, the children. And at times what they used to do is they would take advantage of them. So the Prophet ﷺ said, this person entasked you to take care of his family and you're doing other wrong things, you're doing this, you're actually backstabbing him. وَأَنْتَزْنِي حَلِيلَةَ جَارِكَ. Thereafter, right when Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked these major sins to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed the verse, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰهًا آخَرَ. Those who don't associate any partners with Allah, those who do not kill another soul except by its rights, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ لَتِي وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. Those who don't commit zina, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. So the person who commits these sins will find the effect of these sins, will find the outcome of these sins, the punishments. What will be the punishments? يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will multiply the punishment for this individual on the Day of Judgment, and they will enter وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. They will enter into the fire disgraced. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to not make us lose hope, puts that beautiful condition, puts that beautiful, hopeful element, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Those who seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is such a great reward where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change all of their bad deeds into good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us hopeful of His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from such sins which literally compromise our hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from strength to strength. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman, join our hearts, populate our masjid, Ya Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaws.